This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
It's the dictionary.
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 Dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome yet again to the podcast called The Dictionary. This is the thing that you turned on. And thank you for turning this podcast on. I really, really appreciate it. Let's get to the words. First section of page 342, the first word is development. D-E-V-E-L-O-P-M-E-N-T. Noun from 1756. 1. The act, process, or result of developing. As in, development of new ideas. Also as in, an interesting development. Ooh, what has happened? If you want to learn more about the other develop words, like developing, go to the previous episode. Yeah, because that's where most of them are. The act, process, or result of developing. If you develop a thing, you have created a development. Number 2, the state of being developed. As in, a project in development. It's currently in a state of development. It is being developed. There is some developing happening. This is a hard word to say if you say it a whole bunch of times. 3. A developed tract of land, especially one with houses built on it. Last night, I just watched Apollo 10 and a Half, A Space Age Childhood. And first of all, highly recommend it. It's on Netflix. Go watch it. It's beautiful all around. But they talk about the development of subdivisions outside of Houston. And this is in the 60s when NASA was really getting going over there. And you know, the land was developed to build all of these houses and things, but as they say in the movie, everything was flat and uninteresting, and there's no nature, there's no stuff. So, you know, on the one hand, it's been developed to build things, but that's all it is. I don't know. It seems kind of boring to me. The next word, flip-a-doop-a-doo, developmental. Adjective from 1849, 1a, of relating to or being development, as in developmental processes, also developmental biology. So that definition ended weirdly, of relating to or being development. Which one of those three development definitions? The act, process, or result of developing, the state of being developed, a developed tract of land, probably not that one. Yeah, it's just, it's developing, it's developmental, there's some developing happening. Broadly, this synonym is the number 2 definition for experimental, as in developmental aircraft. They're working on it, they're developing it, they're trying to figure out what can they do, what can technology bring to this new aircraft. Can we make it nicer for the people? Can we give them more legroom? Can we get bigger TVs? Can we make it safer? That's probably the first one. Can we give them more windows? We want to see what's going on out there. 1B for developmental. Serving economic development. As in, developmental highways. That's going to help the economy, if literally make the highways bigger and better. Here in Chicago, we always have construction on our highways. Number two, designed to assist growth or bring about improvement. Like what? Like a skill, improving a skill, growth of your skill, developing your skill. But the example is developmental toys. So these would probably be toys designed for little baby kiddies. And as they use the toys, they will learn about their colors and their numbers and their letters and other very important things to know as an adult. It, you know, I'm often tested on what colors are which. Developmentally is an adverb. Flip-a-dip-a-doo. The next word is developmentally disabled. Two words, adjective from 1975. This is a much better phrase, I think, to use than other words that some people like to use, which we prefer not to use those. I wonder if there are ones better than this even. So this is having a physical or mental disability that becomes apparent in childhood and prevents, impedes, or limits normal development. So personally, I think that, I think disabled is a word that we are not really liking these days. I think maybe differently abled, you know, because what's normal? There's normal development. That's a phrase that's in this definition. What is normal? There's no normal. You can't compare people to people because it's all normal for them. So, you know, I think standard, average, I don't know what a better term would be, but yeah, it's all about there's a physical or mental difference that's maybe different from other people, and you know, maybe they might not learn as quickly or physically be able to do a thing that most everybody else can do. But there's often a negative connotation that I think people put on people who are developmentally disabled. That's just the term that we're going to use here. And luckily, I think we've seen a lot of change in this. This is a phrase I say a lot. There's been a lot of change. There needs to be more change, more better change. And I'm can't off the top of my head think of what a better term or phrase would be, but this one was coined almost 50 years ago. So yeah, I think we've got some better phrases these days. I feel like I'm a bit developmentally disabled. I did get some testing when I was a kid. I think I may have like slight, you know, autism and dyslexia and some sort of comprehension of words specifically. You know, that's part of why I do this, is because it helps my brain and it helps me learn. And so, yeah, you know, we all are developmentally disabled in some form. You know, you compare yourself to somebody else, you know, they're going to be better in some ways, you're going to be worse in some ways, and we all have our strengths and weaknesses. Moving on. Deverbal. Adjective from 1943. The synonym is deverbative. Deverbative, which is our next word. Deverbative. Adjective from 1930. 1. Derived from a verb, as in, the deverbative noun developer is derived from develop. So there's a noun, developer, and it comes from the word develop. I wonder if they consciously use these words here because they are so close to deverbative. They were just in the previous episode. So it just means it's derived from a verb. The noun is deverbative because it came from a verb. Number 2, used in derivation from a verb, as in, the deverbative suffix er in developer. So because the word developer came from the verb develop, I guess the suffix is just another example of that. Oh, it means used in derivation from a verb. So how do you What's a thing that is used to make a word from a verb? A suffix er would be an example of that. Deverbative is also a noun. I have never heard this word before. Next, flip-flip-floop. Divest, or just divest. Transitive verb. Okay, so this is D-E-V-E-S-T, obviously. We're in the D-E-V section. I hope you knew that. Transitive verb from 1563. The synonym is divest. D-I-vest. This is from the Latin dis plus vestire, which starts with a V, and that means to clothe. There's more at the word vest. So vestire is to clothe, so if you put the dis before it, I guess it becomes unclothed. Maybe if you're taking off your clothes, you can say, I'm divesting or divesting. Maybe I'm taking off my vest. There goes the vest. I'm divesting the vest. Next. Deviance. I was paying so close attention to the pronunciation that I didn't even look at the word. Deviance. Noun from 1944. Deviant quality, state, or behavior. And we will learn about what a deviant is momentarily if you don't know. The next word. Flip-blip-blip-blip. Deviancy. Noun from 1947. The synonym is the previous word, deviance. So, but deviance came first 3 years before deviancy. Interesting. I guess they were sort of interchangeable. Next. Deviant. Adjective from the 15th century. Deviating, especially from an accepted norm, as in deviant behavior. What is the norm? What does everybody else do? If you don't do that, you are a deviant, which is a noun. Yeah, you know, again, it's really just what do people want you to do? What do they expect from you? I think of like kids in school, and if somebody gets in trouble, and then they do something that's different from everybody else. But everybody is just in class trying to, you know, I bet a lot of other kids want to do those things, but they know that they'll get in trouble. It's just that some of the other kids either don't think they'll get in trouble, or they just want the laugh, or they don't care if they get in trouble. And so they're just like, I'm just going to be a deviant. Let's do some deviating today. I'm going to deviate from the accepted norm of all these other kids. Next. This is related. Good thing it's close by. Flip, flip, bloop, bloop. Deviate. First form. Verb from circa 1633. 1. To stray, especially from a standard principle or topic. Let's veer away from all those things and deviate. 2. I will try not to deviate too much. Let's stay on track. 2. To depart from an established course or norm, as in, a flight forced by weather to deviate south.
This is your captain speaking. We are being forced by weather to deviate south.
Next, those were all intransitive. Here is transitive. To cause, to turn out of a previous course. The synonym for all is the word swerve. Deviator is a noun, and deviatory is an adjective. This is from the Latin deviare, which my brain wants to say deviare. Deviare, which is de plus via, V-I-A, which means way, and there's more at the word way. So you're going along a way, and then you're like, let's go this other way. Let's deviate. Deviare. To go another way. Next. Flip, flip, bloop, bloop, bloop. Deviate or deviate. Second form, noun from 1912. 1. One that deviates from a norm. Especially a person who differs markedly from a group norm. Norm! Yeah, again, you know, the normals, what is normal? This is something that I think we all question, but I do feel like I have largely deviated from the norm, but I love my peoples who deviate from the norm. Number two, a statistical variable that gives the deviation of another variable from a fixed value. And an example of that fixed value might be the mean, which is like the average of a thing. So this is in the math world. Next, deviate or deviate again. I think it's pronounced the same way as the previous one. This is the third form, adjective from 1929, departing significantly from the behavioral norms of a particular society, as in deviate behavior. Or I guess technically you could also say deviate behavior, but I think the first pronunciation, deviate behavior, is a bit more proper here in this context. And this doesn't have to be like gonna go do something bad or illegal or anything. This is just what's different from what everybody else is doing. This is a deviate podcast. The next word. As you can clearly tell, this is a deviate podcast from these ridiculously messed up sounds I'm making. Deviation is next. Noun from the 15th century. One short definition, and then we have four sub-definitions. It is an act or instance of deviating. That's it. What's more, A, deflection of the needle of a compass caused by local magnetic influences, as in a ship. So a ship's going down the road, and they got a compass. They're following the compass, and then I guess there's local magnetic things that might make the compass needle go wibby wibbly wobbly, and then they're like, where are we going? B, the difference between a value in a frequency distribution. The difference between a value in a frequency distribution and a fixed number as the mean. Again, that's math. C, departure from an established ideology or party line. Party line, there was like a whole phone thing back in the day of party lines, but how is that connected to an established ideology? Maybe it's just like, their established ideology is what a lot of people think, it's the kind of the common thing, and then a party line is like a whole bunch of people getting together who agree on the same thing? I'm just guessing. D, for deviation. Noticeable or marked departure from accepted norms of behavior. It's very noticeable, these marked departures. Deviationism is a noun. I wonder if that's just like the belief that everything, you should deviate from things. And maybe you would be a deviationist. That is a noun or an adjective. The last word, we have a number of definitions. It is the word device. D-E-V-I-C-E, noun from the 14th century. One, something devised or contrived. As 1A1, the synonyms are plan, procedure, and technique. Something devised or contrived, you have to plan it. If there's a procedure in place, you make a technique. 1A2, a scheme to deceive. Synonyms are stratagem and trick. 1B, something fanciful, elaborate, or intricate in design is a device. 1C, something as a figure of speech in a literary work designed to achieve a particular artistic effect. Has to be a literary work. What might that be? It's a device. It's a thing that they use to create a feeling or art. 1D is archaic. Synonyms are mask, which is spelled M-A-S-Q-U-E, and also spectacle. 1E, A conventional stage practice or means, as a stage whisper, used to achieve a particular dramatic effect. Again, it's kind of like the literary thing. This is a thing that they used in an artistic way to create a feeling, to create a mood, or something like that. A conventional stage practice or means used to achieve a particular dramatic effect. 1F. A piece of equipment or a mechanism designed to serve a special purpose or perform a special function, as in an electronic device. I am using an electronic device that has been created just for me, perfectly for me to record this stuff. And then again, another device called a microphone. 2, synonyms are desire and inclination, as in left to my own devices. What are my desires? I am left to my desires to do whatever I want to do. They are my devices. Maybe I will create a device. Maybe I will write a device. Maybe I will put on a play by myself and put in some devices, like whispers. 3, an emblematic design used especially as a heraldic bearing. Yeah, that one. Okay, we gotta reread the word so we can come up with the word of the episode. We had development, developmental, developmentally disabled, deverbal, deverbative, divest, deviance, deviancy, deviant, deviate, 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 deviation, and device. This one is hard. Let's see. I'm thinking about just maybe deviate. Deviate, maybe one of those words. Not necessarily deviant, which I feel like tends to have more of a negative connotation, like you're doing something bad, but more about like, oh, let's just deviate from the norms. That's just, I just very much appreciate that. The silly, the absurd, the thinky, the whatever it is. Let's all go deviate from the accepted norms, like this song is very much not normal. Yeah, let's just lean into it, right? All right, that is going to be the end of the regular part of the episode. And then just real quick, I will say again that I watched Apollo 10 and a half last night, and oh boy, I really liked it. Beautiful, beautiful rotoscope animation. It's from Richard Linklater. The people at Minnow Mountain in Texas and other animation companies did the amazing animation. Really the best, most detailed rotoscope animation I've seen. They put a ton of work into this. Originally, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences said that it was not eligible for it to be an animated film because they said that there was too much live action used. Rotoscope is the process of taking live action footage and then animating over it, but they appealed and they won. Richard Linklater said, no, this is animation. My animators and artists did a lot of work, and this is absolutely animation, and you are dumb for not realizing it. And so they appealed, and the Academy went back and said, yes, you're right, it is eligible for to be in the animation category. So yay, good job, guys. It's also just a really good, heartwarming movie. You learn about Houston in the 60s, specifically NASA, and what it was like to grow up like a child during that time. I really liked it. Especially if you're into like sciencey things in space and stuff. Also, I watched Venom. Finally got around to seeing Venom, and it's just a fun, silly action Marvel movie. Yeah, it's good stuff. That is going to be the end of the episode. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer deviating from the norm and dispensing information. Goodbye.